We are learning Mesechtes Vamatziah Daf Kuv Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines from the top. In the pasuk it states, "V'hisir Hashem mimcha kol choyli v'chom advei mitzrayim arom asher yedata lo yisim v'ach u'rusanam v'chol senecha." So we darshan, what does it mean, "V'hisir Hashem mimcha kol choyli"? All choyli. It sounds like there's one thing, there's one central thing that you can take away, and that will take away all the choyli. Amar Ravzu ayin. That's the ayin. Hashem will make sure there's no ayin hara. This is in the brachas. This is in brachas in this parashas. I think it's parashas, the beginning of parashas Ekev, that Hashem says, "I'm taking away all the choyli." And what does that mean? All the ayin hara. Amar Ravzu ayin. Rav Tame, the Rav Solik Lebe Kivri. Rav went to a basic forest. Avad Ma'ad Avad, which means he said his different Kabbalah de Gezachin, and Omar Tishin Vitisha Ba'ayin Hara. 99% of this basic kvaras died Ba'ayin Hara. Ve'echo B'derech Eretz. And 1% died a normal death. That means Rav saw from the whole basic kvaras that 99% of people died Ba'ayin Hara. It means if someone gets sick because someone else had Ayin Hara, that this guy is too successful. And that's where they died from. Ve'shmuel Omar Zeh HaRuach. That's the wind. Shmuel says everything's telling a wind. Shmuel Tamei, Dama Shmuel, Hakoel Baruach, everything's telling the wind. That means if they wouldn't have wind, no one ever died. Right, the Gemara, well, Shmuel, Ika Arugi Malchus. If so, Arugi Malchus means someone kills, the Malchus kills someone with a sword, there, he's, it doesn't do with the wind, that has to do with the sword. So the Gemara, no, Hanach Nami, Ilav Zika Avdei Sama, you would make some kind of medicine, V'chaye, and it would heal. So only because of the wind, doesn't let it heal. Rav Chanina Amazu Tzina, it's the cold. The cold is the cause of all death. Besides for tzinim pachim, what does the word pachim mean? Rashi learned tzinim pachim means the wind that blows, the cool air that blows. Other places Rashi learns pachim means heat, actually. But chutz tzinim pachim, shenem is in the pasuk tzinim pachim v'derech ikei shem nafshi yirchak mehem. You should be careful. Someone is a little cold. Don't be scared of putting on a coat. It's an Indian to put on a coat to watch yourself because that's not b'derech shemayim. It's up to you. If the person can protect himself from the cold, put on a coat, a scarf. Rabbi Yisachin Amar zut tzoye. The Amar tzoyes achoytem and tzoyes oizim ruban kasha. Too much of it is no good. Umiyut niyafa. So that's what the chayli means. Rav Elozo Amar zut mara. That's the gallbladder. Machlo zumara. When it says in the pasuk machlo, it says in the pasuk v'asiroisi machlo mikibecha. That word machlo is referring to the mara for the gallbladder. V'lomenek rishma machlo shehi machlo kol gufas adam. It causes the whole body to get sick. If the gallbladder is not working well, the whole body gets sick. Dava acha machlo sheshmoinim v'shloish shachalom tluya b'mara. Machlo is gematria 83. 83, because you have the mem is 40, the lamed is 30, is 70, then the ches in the middle is 8, is 78 plus 5 is, let's figure it out, 83. So 83 chaloyim tluyim b'marim. V'kulon pas shachris b'melach v'kit shemayim b'vat losom. And all these 83 machlois are all healed from eating a pas shachris b'melach the kitan shalmayim atlasa and the kitan and the water, which Rashi says levisha ein lo yain. Rashi's mashma the yain is better than water when it comes to this. But if you don't have wine, drink water. There are the achrayim who argue on this. Look at the mashal. Look at the mitzvayson. The mashal wants to say that kuvit is not true. But like upon him, the gemara says that pas shachris takes care of all ailments. And the gemara will continue with this idea of pas shachris. What does pas shachris mean? Pas means to wash in the morning. But some say mezonos would help, and some say any food would help. But you have to eat breakfast. Eating breakfast is very healthy and stop sicknesses, like we'll see in a second. Tana rabbanan yud gimel dvarim nemru pas. There are 13 things said by pas shachris. Eating a good breakfast. First of all, matzelas menachama, it saves you from the sun, from heat stroke, menatzina, from the cold, menazikin, from the winds, menahamazikin, from the mazikin, the shindalans, the shades, machkim es pesi. It makes a person smart, because he can relax. When someone's hungry, he can't think. V'zeicha v'din, he could be zeicha v'din, because it means if he has a din Torah in someone, he'll be able to explain his position very well. V'zeicha luma Torah, he could learn Torah, ulalameid, and to teach Torah. V'dvarav nishmoim, and his words are heard. V'talmudim iskayim b'yodoy, and he remembers his learning. V'ein b'sari ma'ala hevel, he doesn't sweat crazy. V'nizkak l'ishtoy, v'einim isavali shacheres, which Rashi says means that in Baal Hururimu, Umutayach Shalibay Toy Babaiker, that he ate a little bit, he's Tevel Ishtoy, and he goes out Lashuk and he sees Nashim, Ainim Isavalahem. I didn't see what they were Avaram, but Lachayra, it says, took a problem in this Rashi that Lachayra, that Yinalabi Mashtamash Bayoim. So I saw the article said, I in the Sharatziyim Hashem Dechai Adam in Sim Reish Mem. So I looked it up there, and there he says that if someone is a Baal Hirurim, then he could be Makel to Mafel Batalisa, and that's what Rashi is probably talking about, that's the case. But Veniskal Ishtim Eim Zavali Isha Acheres, Vayreges Kino Shevenei Ma'ayim, and it kills the lice in the stomach, it kills the pinworms, whatever it is. The Pas Shach is very good for this sickness as well. Yeshayim Af Maitzias Akino Machas Ahava. It also takes away the jealousy and brings in the hava. Again, when people are feeling good and yusheves, and they're relaxed, then it takes care of a lot of different problems. Therefore, it's important to eat a good breakfast. Omle Rabba le Rava Bamari. Noah Mils Damri Inchi, Shisim Rahati Rahat. There were 60 people running. Lemotel Gavra le Mitzafa Karach. And he won't reach a person who eats breakfast. Hadi Vaomru Abonon. How do you know this? And how do you know this? All of Memra. Omer Rabbanon, Hashkin v'achoyel b'kayitz v'achama. Wake up early and eat in the summer because of the sun, or v'chayv v'yatzina, and the winter because of the cold. How do you know this? Omer Leid, the Chesif Pasuk says, Lo yiravu v'lo yitzamu v'lo yakem. The Pasuk says, Lo yiravu v'lo yitzma'u v'lo yakem shara v'shemesh. So we learn from this Pasuk that if you're not hungry, you're not thirsty, so then the shara v'shemesh will not hurt you. Like the Mark explains, lo yakim sharev shemesh kivon, which means the heat and the sun, kivon lo yiruv lo yitzmo. I can ask you, we didn't say anything about the winter here. So some learn the sharev is the summer and shemesh is the winter. In the winter, the sun shines stronger than the summer. The sun shines to the sun, and that's going on in the winter. That was the pasuk he brought to show that if you eat breakfast, you'll be in good shape. Only atamas b'nos, v'nei v'nei lochabacha. I thought it was this pasuk. It says in the pasuk, avatam shemel kechem uveirach eslach mecha vesbeimecha. That you're going to serve Hashem, and we're going to bench the lechem and the meimecha. That means you start off your day with kriyishma, with tefillah. That's pas shachris with salt and kiddushamayim. The pasuk says afterwards, this is that pasuk in Shmoyis Chav Gimel, pasuk Chav Hey. It says, v'avartem es Hashem lekechem, u'beirech es lachmecho, ves meimecho, v'asiroisi, machlo mekebecho. That means, you need the kriyishma, the tefillah, and then the pas, and the mayim, and then you're not going to have any sickness. That's the end of the Zagaratim. Now we'll go back to certain halachas when it comes to measuring and splitting properties. Omel Yerudu Rav Adam Meshecha. Lois is out. This is Rav Ado, who is a surveyor. He used to measure properties. Lois is zalzal b'mishchasa. Don't be mezalzal. Be very medactive. Be very exact. You can say, "Oh, big deal. It's 10 inches of ground. Who cares?" The chol porta porta. Every inch of ground, chazu the korkam arishka. It's royu for garden saffron, which is karkoim, is a very expensive spice, especially the garden variety is very expensive. And a small area, you could grow that. So it's worth, has a value. So don't be mezalz and meshchasa. Every inch makes a difference. Omle Rav Yehuda, Rav Adam Meshecha, Dalad Amis da nigger zalzabu. But the Dalad Amis that's on the border, you're talking about here private people, and they're making a little border between them and they have a little like stream where they get the water from. And they always have a border there because they don't want the stream to collapse. There you don't have to sow makbar on Dalad Amis, because since it's Yechidim, they're Meichel. But Danahara, let's look at a cloud. When it comes to the border around the river, don't measure that at all. Always do that ba'imed. Evaluate. Look, make sure it looks like a lot of space. That means even more. What's the reason? Yehuda Tameh. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Arba Amis Danigra, Lemnei Anigra. The Arba Amis around the stream belong to the Bnei Anigra. It's Yechidim. They can be Meichel. Danahara, but the river, Takuli Amis, the whole city, and they can't be Meichel. And therefore, be very careful to leave enough space around it that it should not collapse and should not get ruined. Makriz of Ami, Mole Kasve Nagdi betray Avra Danahara Kutsu, which means people who own properties on the riverbanks, they should make sure to clear a certain amount of the beach so that the people who help the ships get through these canals, they have to stand on the dry land, they pull it with these strings. That's what they should do, is they shouldn't get stuck in these small streams, those heavy ships, and therefore It's a Indian that you should leave. Make sure they have space. It's like a tzaruch haklal. Make sure that people have that these sailors have space to schlep their string, they schlep their ropes on the beaches, and do it on both sides of the Nahar, because a lot of times they go this side or that side. You want to give them both sides to do. So Marcus Rami Mole Kaspi, which means a shoulder length worth, because people are walking there, so like the width of a shoulder, leave clear on the banks of the river. But Trey Avinar, both banks of the river. Whoever owns properties there should clear the properties. Kutsu, cut the trees. Ranozim Bar Hishaya cut Shitza Amsa. He cut 16 Amas. Also law, Bnei Mashruno Dafnu. They gave him Malkus because he was like the Rav, and he told the people you're allowed to cut 16 Amas of all the people's properties. So they got angry at him. They gave him Malkus. Who saw? He thought because he's a Rav, you need like the space enough for Shitza Amsa. Lohi. Also being a kuliyat. This Rav, you need 16 Amas. Halcha Mishum Am Tuche Ashleim. It's schlepping the ropes. Who Kamaloi Kaspi Nagdi Sagi. It's enough for the width of the shoulders of the sailors. That's enough. That's enough space. Rabbi Avuna Havlehu Abba Agudinahar. He had a forest that was on the riverbanks. Omru Lei Nikots. They told him, cut it down. Nikots Mar, cut it down because that's Takana. Omalahu. He said, there's the guys on top of me and bottom of me on this river, on this side of the river. Both of them, they were these goyim, these like malchi, they were like the ministers or the governors, and they were not going to listen anyway. So he says the guys on top of me and bottom of me are not cutting it anyway. So what is the help if I cut? They're not going to help anything anyway. So let them cut it first, then I'll cut it. Let the guys who are on top of me, on the bottom of me, let them cut. Then I'll cut. Then I'll chop down my trees. How does he have the right to say that? You first take care of yourself, then worry about other people. Why worry about other people first? If you want to give musa to other people, first take care of yourself, then give musa to them. He's saying they should cut first. So my answer is no. Hashem Abba the Bay Parzik Rufila Hava. Those are forests of this Bay Parzik Rufila. He was a non-Jew. He's a Pachas Parsayim, Rashi says, and he knew they're never going to cut it down. Vama ikaitzu kaitzin. If they cut good, v'loy kaitzu amaitikas. Why should I cut? The imam tichlu ashlayim istaglu. If they come here with the ropes, they're going to get stuck. And on top of Chesed and Aleph, v'loy. And if not, loy mistagelu, they'll have to go to the other side. There's no reason for them to go on my side. Then they get stuck over here. They have to just go on the other side. Therefore, my cutting is not going to make a difference. Now, the story goes further. Rabbi Bar, this story was whose forest was this? Rabbi Bar Avuna. Now, Rabbi Bar Nachman, he was one of them going on a ship. Chazahu Abba, the Kayagudanare, he passes by this forest. He says, there's a big forest there. Oh, the man, who is that? I'm related to Rabbi Bar Avuna. It's Rabbi Bar Avuna. It's a Talmud Chacham. Amma, he said this pasuk. V'yada sarim v'asuganim hoisim v'mal. Even the sarim v'asuganim were not listening to the takanas. Mal azeh rishayna. That's what pasuk says. V'yada sarim v'asuganim hoisim v'mal azeh rishayna. Amalahu. So Rabbi Rav Nachman told the people, Kutsu, cut it down. Kutsu, cut it down. Also Rabbi Rav Huna. Rav Huna comes home. Ashka kaitz. He sees his forest cut down. Amma man kaitzay. Who cut it down? Whoever cut it down, should his branches should be cut down, which means he shouldn't have children. Amri, they said, all the years that Rabbi Rav Huna was alive, Rabbi Rav Nachman, who cut this down, it was not there for the children. Because of his klala, and it was a taina on him, and he did not have zara shakayama because of this klala. Let's see one with Gemara. Rav Yehuda, Hakoil LaIgli Gapa. Everyone in the city is mechuyev to pay towards the shemira, safeguarding the city. But Philip Yaspi, even Yaspi have to pay. This is the taxes. Everyone has to be part of that taxes. Besides, the Rabbanon Loi, Tamil Chama do not have to pay that tax. Why not? My time, Rabbanon LaTzrichin Terusa. Rabbanon do not need any safeguarding. Rashi says, Toirosoi Mishmartoi, like it says, V'shach b'cha tishmar alecha. They don't need watching. And it's Paschal Shulchan Aruch like this. L'karyo de Pasio, when it comes to digging the wells, then they have to pay. But Phil Rabban, they have to pay that tax, because they have to drink. It's only if the takanin is not that they have to go out themselves and dig. It's just to give money. Avalochluza, if the takana was everyone has to go dig, loy. The rabbanon don't have to do that. The rabbanon lav, but he made fik bechlozenu. The rabbanon do not have to go out and dig. It's not covered for them to go out and dig, but they do have to pay for it if it's something that they collect for. But for shmira, they don't have to pay. Next, in Shulchan Aruch brought down this halacha, and the Ramah declares what exactly is called a Talmud Chacham, and Pashas Mechab and the Ramah come out. Anyone who's Torosai Umnosai is called a Talmud Chacham. And the shaila there is, if someone has a parnasa also, is that called Torah Menasa? It says there in the Ramah, I think, he says that if someone is just makes enough money that he needs to live and a little extra, and every spare moment he goes back to learn, that's called Torosai Umnosai, and it's called Talmud Chacham, and his Torah will watch him. It's Taka Bashar, to see this right after Shuas, this Gemara. This Tzrichah Nitirusa, Rabbanah, Lord, don't need Nitirusa.